out in the woods, don't go alone. Don't forget the ones who wait for you at home. There's so many hidden dangers, it's just common sense. When you're working in the woodlot, take a friend.
Now John was a young logger living on the family farm, worked out in the woods most every day. And Tom, a big fine Morgan horse, worked right along beside him. John felled the trees, Tom hauled the logs away. And John would always say, "Why, Tom's the smartest horse alive." And to see him work, you'd swear that it was true. For John would call out, "Gee," and "Haw," and holler, "Yep," and "Hee-haw." And Tom would know exactly what to do. One fine cold winter morning, John and Tom went out as usual and worked until the sun set half a day. Then after lunch, they shared a couple apples for dessert, and John said, "We'll take a few more out today." But pretty soon, a big old spruce that John was trying to fell got hung up on another tree. Now that's a dangerous situation, and he had to get it down. He started chopping at the stump so carefully. But suddenly that big old spruce jumped sideways off its stump, drove downward, pinning John's foot to the ground. Trapped in the snow, his foot hurt bad. Why, he could freeze to death out in those woods with darkness coming on. He called his horse, but Tom was tied securely to a tree. He pulled and pulled as John cried, "Come on, Tom." Tom understood, and pretty soon he chewed right through that rope, and dragging his chain, he shambled up to John. John wrapped the chain around that spruce, and then he hollered, "Yep!" And Tom pulled hard, but that tree wouldn't budge. John said, "You gotta help me, boy. Yeah, let's try again." Then gee, hee-up, and Tom pulled hard as he could. His belly to the ground, his muscles bulging with the strain, until that tree stirred just a little bit. Then yah, cried John, and Big Tom gave it one more mighty tug, and that tree moved, and John yanked out his foot. Then ho, cried John, "Good boy, come on, let's get that chain off you." Tom stood still just looking back at John. John grabbed the horse's collar, pulled himself up on his back with tear-dimmed eyes. "Yep, let's go home." Back at the house, John's parents were as worried as could be. "He's never been this late," his mother said. His dad put on his coat and boots, grabbed a good flashlight, went out in the snow and headed for the woods. He'd only gone a little way, there was hoofbeats in the snow, and John and Tom came slowly into sight. "A big tree fell and pinned me down. I guess my foot's been broke. But good old Tom, he got me out all right." "We always knew you shouldn't go out there all by yourself. From now on, you'll take a friend," his father said. "But Dad, I never go alone. I always take a friend. The best friend that a fella could ever have."
When you work out in the woods, don't go alone. Don't forget the ones who wait for you at home. There's so many hidden dangers, it's just common sense. When you're working in the woodlot, take a friend.